All right, 9:10 on this Wednesday morning. I feel like, and we've known this for a while now, when we look back on the year 2020, we're going to look back on not just a tumultuous year and a tragic year in a lot of ways, but really a watershed year for a lot of different things. Our next guest is bringing a lot of voices of 2020 to the forefront through his new show on his network, Ozzy. The Carlos Watson Show makes its debut this month, and Carlos is on the line with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Paul, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. Tell us a little bit about your show, because you're really bringing some interesting voices and some interesting conversations to light.
Yeah, Paul, I would tell you, I'm the brother of three sisters. I'm a kid who grew up in Miami, although I spent a little bit of time in Detroit as well, where my favorite uncle lived. And but I've always loved people's stories and their backstories. I was a big reader of biographies and autobiographies, and I've always wanted not just to see some of the 5 to 10 minute quick conversations that you see sometimes when someone's got a book out or a movie out, but really an opportunity for people to kind of open up a little bit and engage. And this may sound a little hokey, less in an interview and more in a conversation. And so that's what we're trying to do with the Carlos Watson Show, bring a wide range of people on, some who are names that you know, Malcolm Gladwell, Sean Spicer, even a Paris Hilton, but some may be names that you don't know yet. Maybe people who are on the who are up and comers, whether they're or actors or athletes. And it's an everyday show, every weekday show, Monday through Friday, half hour on YouTube, the Carlos Watson Show. And I hope people start to give it a try.
It sounds interesting. It sounds like a lot of fun. And boy, oh boy, this year especially, there's so much to talk about. But you go beyond just the obvious stuff of, COVID and race relations. I mean, there's a lot of other things to talk to people about that maybe are sort of on the periphery of those big news events.
Yeah, I think hearing people's backstory is a real opportunity to, you know, maybe even particularly, Paul, in the world we're living in, where it's not always clear how to go forward, how to live the life you want to live, whether that's from perspective of love and relationships, whether that's from perspective of family, work, etc. And hearing from different people and different paths they've taken and different lessons, I love it. I think there's a magic to it. And whether it's a star athlete like Grant Hill, who used to play for you guys, yeah, there in Detroit, or whether it's an interesting author like Roxane Gay, or whether it's a new political figure like Karen Bass, who may end up being Vice President Biden's running mate choice. I think there's just a big opportunity to hear about different ways forward.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you about the presidential race and Joe Biden's big decision. Maybe Karen Bass, a lot of other names being thrown around as well, Kamala Harris. If you had the vice president's ear and could give him a recommendation, who would it be?
It's interesting. I think he's got an embarrassment of riches, as one of my guests said. I think there are a lot of interesting people, and in particular women, who we could choose from. Certainly Kamala Harris has been at the top of the list, and having run a presidential campaign before, may make her feel more vetted and may make her a good choice. That certainly was part of Barack Obama's thinking and choosing Joe Biden. I've been intrigued, though, I have to say, by Karen Bass. I think that she is smart, open, there's a depth of, I don't know what to call it, of she seems like quite a quality person, Paul. I've met her now a couple of times, and it's one of those things that's not easy to put your finger on, but when you hear her talk, and when you hear her talk not only about the policy issues but about people, you get a sense of a person with real care and real depth. And so I think that would be interesting. We no longer talk about Stacey Abrams, who was a state house leader in Georgia, ran for governor. But I would have thought she would have been also a particularly strong choice for Biden. I think she would have led to quite a number of volunteers, and particularly young people volunteering. But that doesn't seem to be a name that's in play at the moment.
You know, and you mentioned all these names, and I'm thinking of, you know, what these people could bring to a campaign. And then I'm reminded that, you know, this is not an ordinary year for campaigning. These people aren't going to be going out on the campaign trail, so to speak. It's a different kind of year for campaigning. It's also a different kind of year for hosting a talk show. What has this coronavirus era been like launching the Carlos Watson show?
Paul, I love that. That was a beautiful move. In basketball, we call that a crossover dribble. I love that. That was nice. It's been interesting. Everything's been remote, and you know that doing things over Zoom or what have you can be challenging sometimes, or can be a little bit of a lag. There's not always the opportunity to have that kind of natural in-person interplay that allows for kind of not only banter, but even allows you to kind of get into it in a real way. And so you have to discover new skills and new approaches to that. So on one hand, we have more time with people, that's for sure. They're not in the same kind of rush that you would have seen in other days, where they're in and out in 10 or 20 minutes. You'll spend a good hour, so you get across more things. They're also at home. And I think there's something nice, Paul, about reaching people in a place of comfort. I think they're more likely to open up and not just be robotic and spew the same four or five answers over and over, but instead, you know, really share about something that may have impacted them or disappointed them or surprised them, or lean into some of the topics of the day. So overall, I'd say it's been great, and it's allowed us to get a broader range of guests right out of the gate.
Well, we'll be watching on Ozzy.com and on YouTube, the Carlos Watson Show. Carlos, thanks so much for your time this morning. Great talking to you.
Well, real pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.